Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. God bless
you. Good morning.
Have you done the intro?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. Have you, has the intro been done?
Your volume is a little low. If you could, so we could hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you now. Thank you.
All right. Have we done our station identification or anything?
Sure. We'll be glad to give the station identification. Yes. Glory be to God. Good morning again, everyone. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here, and we are broadcasting live on nparadio.com, Blog Talk Radio, and we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Pakistan, Malaysia, Vietnam, India, the Philippines, the Virgin Isles, Europe, Malaysia, Rwanda, oh, my Lord, just literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We can be heard. Thank you, darling, into the studio. We are here live this morning, NPA radio.com. The call number is 347-934-0207. And we want to thank God, amen, for the Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. Telling you, the world is, telling you, catching on to this brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening, and lives are being changed, and we give God the praise. Keep on doing what you do, sir. You're doing an excellent job, and may God forever bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and thank you so much for your help. Please give Bishop Hagan our regards. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And this is a time that we come together to pray. People from all over the world are disregarding what the enemy is trying to do to God's people worldwide, and that is to divide us, because he knows that together we stand and divided we fall. So people from all different denominations worldwide, all church affiliations, church denominations, church backgrounds, and all different backgrounds from economic strata and from every possible area of the world, they're coming together. They're coming together in villages. They're coming together in hamlets. They're coming together in churches. They're coming together in their homes. Yes, everywhere they're coming together, and they refuse to allow the enemy to any longer keep us separated. That's my brother, that's my sister, and we have something in common, regardless of your church affiliation. We can pray together. Amen. We believe in the same God, the one who made the world, the only true and living God, God Jehovah. We can praise him together, and we're coming together to praise him together. Put down September the 17th. I'm calling people to come to Kansas City off of this prayer line, and I may extend it further, but right now we're calling you from the prayer line and the blog line to come to Kansas City that we may pray together and praise together in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Prayer changes things. Thank God for the youth prayer line last night. They discussed the Lord's Prayer. And thank God for praise this morning. And then we're going to open up the wisdom seminar about praise. What's praise got to do with it? Amen. If you're a praiser, I want to know what does praise do for you? If you're a praiser, I want to know what praise will do for you. Amen. Prayer and praise. God bless you. Get that ready, and we're going to come back with your comments in just a few minutes. We're going to open up the wisdom seminar. But let's have a word of prayer first, and then we're going to praise him speak to God, and then we'll be back with the wisdom seminar. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we do give you adoration. We do give you praise. We thank you for everything that you are doing on this prayer line and all over the world for people, how you are blessing, how you're helping, how you're healing their bodies, how you're saving their souls, in Jesus' name, how you're making a way out of no way. God, how you're giving good health and good strength, and how you're lifting up when people are falling down. God, you're doing so much. So much. And we do love you, Lord. And we praise you. We claim through the word of God that we are more than conquerors and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are victorious. We do already have the victory. And we say to the enemy, too late, Satan, we already got the victory. Back up and get out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Lord, thank you for this day. And thank you for every person on this prayer line. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. Now, today, Lord, make this a great day. A great day. And help the people to be blessed, even from every walk of life, to be blessed. Oh, we thank you in Jesus' name. And we give you glory and adoration and honor. We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, properly prayed for the glory of God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. God bless all of you. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's wonderful to have my brothers and sisters being with us. Some of you may not know it, but we're all brothers and sisters. If we trace our heritage back, I mean, keep tracing it back, back to your great, 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 great. We're all running to Adam and Eve. According to the Word of God, it all started there with Adam and Eve. God created two, Adam and Eve, male and female. And now here we are today. And so don't let the enemy keep you separated from your brother, from your sister. Amen. Over little trivial things. And thank God. We love you and we appreciate you. And we thank God for what he's doing for you. All right, let's say good morning. Good morning to all of y'all. Y'all awake here, wake up. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Y'all speaking this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, good morning. Don't lag now. Don't crawl.
Morning.
Amen. You walked in the room and you said good morning, and then somebody took about 30 seconds. They ain't even spoke to you. It wouldn't make you feel good. Amen. Don't. That's crawling. Somebody walked in your house, and I said good morning to you, and you still holding your mouth closed. Come on. Amen. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless all of you. Amen. See, a lot of times, in order for you to feel like another person feels, you got to put yourself there. If they did that to you, how would you feel? Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. He's in the room. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. Let's commence the line with praise. When I say praise, check. Open your mouth and begin to give him praise. Amen. Wake up. Amen. Who let you sleep all night long? Who woke you up this morning? Amen. Suppose you were in that situation where you were working, waking people up all over the world. And when they wake up, they don't even want to say good morning to you. They don't even want to praise you. And you know you took their name off the death list last night. Amen. How would y'all feel? Amen. Let's give God some praise this morning. This is a praise check to everybody. A praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
To your house, to your soul, to your church, to your family. you can praise God, and you find such a deliverance behind that praise until you'll want to praise him even the more. So praising God is, that's what David did for his breakthrough, was to praise him. And that's all God wants us to do, is just praise him, worship him. So I thank God for the praise this morning. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. I wonder if you're saying this, you can praise your way to a miracle. I've experienced it. Does anybody have any examples of you praising God and God made a way for you out of no way? You praising God, you were sick and he healed your body. And you praising God and somehow he got you out of debt. You just kept on praising him and the devil wants you to shut up. You couldn't stop praising God, and your house note was due or whatever note was due, and God bless you to pay it. May have taken you out of debt. But I just want to see if somebody's got some examples of how you praise God and God brought you from that point to this point now. Amen. Look back over your shoulder and remember, you'll not forget what he's done for you now, because he's done a whole lot for you. All right, somebody else want to talk on praise?
Good morning.
We got people all over the world here who sometimes this is their only church, and I got my ministers. They're not saying too much here. Come on, ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ, both male and female. Let's say something for the Lord. The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Anybody? Morning.
Good morning. This is Betty in Kansas City. I don't have an example, but I was trying. I have plenty of examples. Let me take that back. But I was trying to tell you what praise means to me. Praise to me is a lifter. The more you praise, the more God will lift you up out of your situation.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I think I'm a praise God. I believe. That's beautiful. Let me just say that's beautiful. Thank God for her and speaking out this morning. Thank you so much, First Lady.
Thank you.
Betty. All right, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, and I agree with all that has been said in regards to praise, and I just want to say that praise confuses the enemy, and it makes you feel better when you praise the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness towards us. And anytime, you know, we're down, or even before we get down, we should praise the Lord. And I'm thinking about, I believe it was Jehoshaphat, how they went to war against the enemy, and how they began to praise the Lord. And because they praised the Lord, it confused the enemy. And if I'm correct, they turned on themselves. And Israel, I got the victory for the battle.
Yes, that was Jehoshaphat, I believe. Thank you so much.
And it's so beautiful, praises and psalms. You know, if you're feeling down and out and your problems got you down, you can just go pick up the book of Psalms and just read the praises and the goodness of the Lord. And it's an uplifter.
Beautiful. All right, somebody else.
Thank you.
This is Ambassador Johnson from Louisiana. And I would just like to say that I just thank God so much for praise. Praise is the most wonderful thing that can happen to everybody. Everybody should even want to experience the experience of praise. Because when we praise God, we give him all of the glory. We give him all of the honor that he deserves. And he is there for us all the time because he said he will never leave us or forsake us. And he is so true to his word. And when we praise him, it's a feeling like never before. Everybody should want to try. And if you don't, never try it, you should try it because it is so wonderful. It is better than anything that you can have in this whole wide world. Praise, and then when we worship him, after we praise him and just praise him, and just, he loves the praises of his people. And he will be there for you, and he will give you. And like Dr. Johnson said, he will bring you through so many situations, and he will give you miracles because you so humbly praise him, and he wants to praise, and it is so important. Everybody should try praise. Please give him the praise. We will not regret it. Praise is the thing. God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Praise God for you. Amen. Well, what about confusing the enemy? I've heard that. Will praise confuse the enemy? What does praise do to the enemy? I mean, when he hears the people of God praising the Lord. Suppose your house notice do, and here you are, the enemy has set you up to be crying everywhere. You're supposed to cry. You'll be having a fit. Have your money. Go ahead. All right.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas, and I have a prime example of how the enemy was working with my husband on yesterday in the hospital. His blood pressure was just elevating, 230 over 100, just all day long. And they had tried three different blood pressure medicines on him, and it hadn't gone down. And I was sitting there praying, Lord, what can I do? What can I do? I kept praying all day. And the healing notes came to me. And I went online and I found your saxophone music, and I started playing that loud, and that blood pressure went down. It went down when it was going. It went down to 167 over 80. When I left, that blood pressure had went down. But those praises, just him hearing that over and over, and the enemy was in the room about that down. So that's a prime example of how praises going to the Lord can change things in a twinkling of an eye. And I thank the Lord for that.
My. Thank God for that. All right. Somebody else. I tell you, the other day, about a week ago, I went to the hospital to see one of our members. I knew that they had had an operation, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, get to the hospital, and I did. I stopped what I was doing right then. I had been with my mother that morning while they prayed for them, and I was going to see about my mother that morning, and then I obeyed the Lord. I stopped what I was doing. I went straight to the hospital. And I was sitting there, and that person was just laughing. We were talking. They were laughing and having a good time in the Lord. And then all of a sudden, their head just slumped over to the side. And I thought maybe they had gone to sleep. And I started calling their name, and I called it several times. They never responded. And I took my hand. I felt their face, their forehead. And it was cold. And I felt all down their face on their neck, and their chest was cold. My God. And I knew something had happened. And I went to rebuking death. And I started, as I do normally, thank you, praising God. God, thank you for a miracle. And I kept praising God, rebuking that death. And I ran out in the hallway and called for the nurse. Nurse, nurse, nurse. And the nurse started running. She ran into the room, and all of a sudden, she didn't get any response, no response. And that's when she put on a cold blue or rapid response, whatever they call it in the hospital. And before I knew it, 12 doctors and nurses had filled up that room. And oh, thank you, Jesus. We kept praising God. They filled the room. I was right outside, and I was just having myself a Holy Ghost fit, rebuking death, and then giving God praise. And after a while, I think I had Mother Johnson on the line, too. We started praising God and rebuking death together. And after a while, they came out of the room and said, she's all right. And I tell you, You can praise your way to a miracle. That was a miracle. Amen. If I hadn't obeyed the Lord and went to the hospital right then, she would have been in there by herself. And I believe that 2 or 3 minutes like that, 4 or 5 minutes as the nurse was out at the nursing station, 4 or 5 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes like that, she would not be here today. But we praised our way to a miracle. And I know God's done some things for you. You just got to look back over your shoulder and remember what he's done. I'm talking to all of you also in all these nations, in Africa, in India, and in England, and all around there. I'm telling you, God has been good to you in that own situation, your own situation. He's brought you out. He has lifted you up. He's blessed you. He's made a way for you. Yeah. He gave you the health and strength that you have now. And some of y'all have seen situations where your back has been against the wall. And you begin to remember what we've taught you on the slide. And that is to praise your way to a miracle. Somebody's done it. I know you have. Hopefully you can remember what he's done. And if you can remember what he's done, I'll take maybe a couple more. To maybe 3 more who can talk on praise. The line is open to you. Anybody? The line
Hello?
Is open to you. Go ahead.
My name is Rose from Texas, and I know that praise for me brings immediate attention of God. It's praising him and telling him how much I love him, and I just praise him when I do. Once day, like last week, I suffered from muscle spasms that go all the way up, and started to knee to go up, and they're very painful. It brings sweet water in your mouth. It's so painful. And I've had them. They said it's inherited, but I rebuked that. But one day I had that, and I couldn't find it. I keep up what they call BC tablets because it's powder form, and it's like a pain reliever fast because I want it fast relief. And then I couldn't find it, and then the Lord said, well, do what you said work. And I started praying, and it left immediately. God heard me right then.
Beautiful, beautiful. My. And the Lord fixed that thing for you right away. All right, God bless you. Someone else?
Yes, this is the Master Elect Johnson in Texas. Praise God. I think about the very idea of praising God, thinking about all that he is and all that he has done. You lose focus on your situation that you're going through, no matter what it is. And you start focusing on God and giving him praise. But the word of God said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. So that's just a beginning that I even start off with, thanking God for who he is and what he can do in the time of trouble and in the time of need. God is there for me. So when I get focused on who he is, and off of my situation, praise brings me through. So many things that are happening, I began to just praise God. And the Lord said he inhabits the praises of his people. That's what he wants us. That's what we can give back to him is a praise. And we owe it.
Yes, do to make Grandpa... Well, I just started rubbing his head, rubbing that white hair. And after I would rub that white hair, my God, Grandpa was willing to do anything that little Bernard wanted him to do. I tell you, if whatever I asked him to answer, all right, boy, I'll take care of it. I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was rubbing his head. Y'all got to learn to rub God's head. How you rub God's head? How you going to rub his head? Do like... Jehoshaphat did. They mentioned him a while ago. Let me give you that. Where the Moonites and the all the Ikes and Dykes came. They were coming together to attack God's people. And somehow Jehoshaphat began to rub God's head. He began to say, Lord, do you remember what you promised me? Do you remember how you promised me that you wouldn't let my enemies overtake me. And you remember what you did for me some time ago? Can't nobody do what you, he was rubbing his head, can't nobody do what you can do. You're the only true and living God. Yeah. You're the one who gives us health. You're the one who gives us strength.
Yes,
you're the one who has always made a way for us. When we came across the Jordan, you fed us when we were hungry.
Yes,
sent a manna from heaven, and you did this. And God, we're your people. And you've been so good to us, we don't know what to do. We love you, and we praise you. We give you all the adoration.
Yes, Lord.
And we trust you. We're not putting our trust in nobody else but you, because you're the only answer to our problem. You're the only one who's the lifter of our heads. And he just kept on rubbing, God. Before he knew it, they didn't have to lift the head. God set up ambushes against the enemy's camp. And when they got up the next morning and went out to fight, all the enemies were dead. They were all slain because he learned how to rub God's head. You better learn how to talk to God, how to rub his head, make him feel like you believe that he really is who he is. Amen. Learn to rub his head. And that's praise. That's a form of praise. You learn to do that, and you can get anything out of God. You can get him to do anything. Just learn to rub his head. God, I had a situation the other day. I started rubbing his head. God, you know, I've been talking about you all over the world, and I still haven't said even a little bit about what you are to me, because you are a way maker. Oh, I tell you, can't nobody make a way like you. You are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Oh, can't nobody do that but you. I never will forget when I was sick, Lord, and you healed my body. Oh, my God. I don't even have the words to talk about you like I really should. If you'll help me, I will. God, oh, I love you so much. I appreciate you. I just kept on rubbing his head. I give you an example. That'll make you, anybody feel good. Mother Digby, oh, my God. I met you there at the convention a few years ago. What a beautiful lady you are. Oh, my God, and I looked at you, and you're so wise. Oh, my God, and I looked at you. You're a lady of grace, and, my God, so wonderful looking. You look like a saintly woman. My God, you know, if I ever needed somebody to pray for me, I'd call you, Mother Digby, because I know you can get a prayer through. And your family is just fortunate just to have you. Oh, I know they are blessed, because you're a wonderful, wonderful woman, Mother Digby. See, rubbing somebody's head like that will cause them to rise up, want to be a blessing to you. But if you turn that around, you're always talking negative to them, then it will make them not to really want to respond. So I hope you hear me in Brazil, and I hope you hear me in Russia, and in England, and all around there, and Africa, and India, and everywhere else. Learn to rub the Lord's head. And I'm giving you a secret for your village right there. Y'all get together and start talking about God in such a phenomenal way, and see what he'll do for you. My God, I never will forget that example of how, well, I don't have time to give that. But learn to rub God's head in Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. Is there anybody else before I close this? You want to say a word? If so, the line is open to you.
Good morning. I just wanted to jump in. After Dr. Fife, I've enjoyed the wisdom seminar. It's just, I'm Sharla. I was thinking how God is an action. It's action before I even get to finish the prayer. He's already dispatching an angel, completing the process. I'm just thanking him, because before I even turn three-fourths or one-half of a circle, it's already completed. And the thought that comes into my mind of praise is action. God moves action quickly. Just wanted to jump in and say that he's just an awesome, awesome, awesome God. I love you, Lord. Thank you for this time. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Got somebody moving around on the other line. All right. One more. Anybody else want to say something before I move?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renata Jones in St. Louis.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Jones.
God bless you. How's everyone this morning? I got a praise report, and I just got a thank you. I've been on the prayer line, I guess, over 6 months now. My daughter had a dream. She said, Mom, I was in a bad car accident. She said, I needed help. I couldn't get no help. I said, well, I've been having, every time I get in the car, I've been having thoughts of a bad car accident myself. I said, but what I've learned is the Lord has, I'm on speaker. Let me take it off.
Okay. Is that better? Because I was echoing. So I told her, I said, but what I've learned is, I said, you know, every night I go on the prayer line, we lift up the Lord with thank yous. I said, so I've been praying against it. I said, so therefore, you know, I don't know what's in the future. I said, but I know I'm protected. Well, my son is at Utah State. He was in a very tragic accident, him and six other people last Friday. So my daughter, she was at work. I texted and said, Wally's been in an accident. We didn't know the extent of the accident. We just knew it was a bad accident. So everybody started putting on Facebook the accident. If you could see the truck. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to try my best not to cry. Thank you, Lord. All those thank yous, all those praises, I know saved my child. Not just my child, the whole team. They should have been dead. I know they should have been dead, but God spared them. If you guys can go online and see this truck and then look at the injuries, you know it's a Jesus. I mean, he has some injuries that, you know, they're not life-threatening. They're healable. But the truck that sideswiped them, they should have been dead. And I give all glory, all honor to the Lord because I know, as my baby son said, you go on this prayer line in the morning, you go on the prayer line at night. Does it really work? I gave him a lot of examples, but I know prayer works. And I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. And that's all I can say right now because I don't want to cry, but I just want to thank the Lord for who he is and what he does and praises. Praises do work. They do. Thank you.
Thank God.
Yeah, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, go ahead.
Who was that that just spoke?
Give your name, darling.
Renata Jones.
Name Renata Jones from St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. Whenever God gives you a premonition like that through a dream and things like that, if it's something tragic or something like that you see, why don't you do like you did? Amen. Stop and rebuke the dream. Rebuke that happening. Yeah. Rebuke not the dream, but rebuke that from happening. I never forget when I was a Fort Worth about 15 years ago, some things came to me. And I just stopped then and said, Lord, don't let it happen. Don't let it happen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I rebuked it. It didn't happen. Amen. But you did right. You prayed against it and then thanked the Lord in advance for what he was going to do. See, I keep teaching that that's faith. Faith is not when you ask the Lord to heal your body and you're waiting to get a report of what the Lord has done for you. That's not faith. Faith is when you ask him something and you praise him in advance for what he's going to do. Like it's already done. Amen. And I want to thank you, Lord, for doing it in the name of Jesus. And you go to praising God, you make the enemy mad. You're praising him for it ain't even happened yet, and they go to praising God. I can't stand them. Make me sick. All that praise. Amen. Keep it up. That means God's going to bless you somewhere. All right. I got to move. We got to get some prayer requests. And amen. If you have a prayer request, get it ready. When I ask for it, jump in there. Don't like to waste a lot of seconds here. We don't have but an hour. And if you want someone to pray for you, we certainly will pray for you. We just need to know. We want to know. This is not a gossip line. We want to know what's going on so we can pray on target. Amen. Someone has a prayer request, or let it be known right now. The prayer request line is open right to you. Who has the first prayer request?
I'm putting in a prayer request for Evangelist Gloria Ellerton.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else having a prayer request?
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. I would like to put in a prayer request for Dr. Lacey.
Dr. Mary Lacey?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is Charlotte in Texas. Please continue to pray for my husband, George Cobb, and myself.
All right.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for all of you, and we can be reached simply by going to the email address, ourofatill.com.